弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and give you thanks.
主，感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，你召聚你的儿女，能够在你的殿中，我们能够一同来敬拜你。
Thank you for your love and your mercy, that we, your children, may come to worship you.
我们感谢父神，你差派你独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上为我们死。
We also thank Father that you sent your only Son Jesus Christ to this world.
也为着我们这些罪人复活升天，如今就坐在父神的右边。
He also died and resurrected and risen and sitting on the right hand side of the Father.
让我们这些人活在世上的人能够不但有今生的盼望，能够也 有永生的盼望。
So for those of us who live here today, not only we have a hope for this life, but we also have eternal hope.
天父，我们就把我们今天一同的敬拜交在你的手中。
Today we commit our worship into thy hands.
求主你的圣灵引导我们每个人的心。
May your spirit be with us.
谢谢恩主。
Thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家一定还记得今年夏天呢，发生在泰国的一个国际联合救援一个大行动。
Maybe you remember what happened this summer happened in Thailand. So there was a great movement.
那么他的事情他是这样的，一名泰国的一个少年足球队员呢，一个教练呢，带领着十二名小队员进入一个山洞里去游玩。
So it was the coach who led a group of his soccer team members, youth, into a cave.
那么因为一场暴雨呢，堵住了他们的入口，所以他们就被困在了洞中。
So because of the storm that sealed the entrance, so they were kept in the cave.
那么这个山洞呢，大约有十公里长。
It's about 10 miles long.
那么里面呢，地形也很复杂。
It was very difficult inside the pass.
而且当时呢，正值是雨季，所以呢，他们进去以后没有出来，人们也不知道他们现在到了在哪里。
It happened during the rainy season, so once they entered, nobody knew where they were.
所以这个消息呢，马上就传到了世界各地。
So this news that sent all over the world.
所以一支上千人的一个国际救援队就开始了这场非常艰难的搜救的行动。
So this united this international teams to try to relieve them.
那么首先呢，是来自英国的两名潜水员，那么在离洞口呢四公里的一个地方呢，看见了他们。
The first one, two people came from England, and they dived into at the entrance of the cave.
然而呢，当时呢，洞内呢已经每个地方都是被水淹没，而且水中的淤泥也堆积，能见度极低。
So because it's covered by the mud and the water, they were not very visible.
所以他们说，就算是一个身体素质良好、装备齐全的一个潜水队员，也需要五个小时才能潜水到那里。
Even if you are a good diver with equipment, it would take at least 5 hours to get there.
而这些孩子们呢，他没有一个人能够有任何的潜水的经验，他们也几乎没有人会游泳。
None of them, the kids, that.Have any experiences in diving, nor to know how to swim.
所以呢，要想把这些孩子们一起能够安全的救出来，几乎是一项不可能完成的任务。
So it's almost impossible to deliver all of them out of safety.
那么虽然经过这个国际这些救援队员嘛，经过这个艰难的这个搜救呢，过了。十七天，那么这十三个人呢，最后被全部了，最后救了出来。
So after 17 days of difficult planning and execution, they were all saved.
那么虽然我们好像其实是 活在这种阳光空气的这种的自由的空间。
Even though it seems that we live in under good sun and the fresh air,
但是呢，我们的属灵的光景呢，其实呢，比这些孩子们在被困在洞中呢，更为绝望。
So actually, we are even worse than those kids who were stuck in the cave, and we were actually more hopeless.
那么对罪人来说，没有任何一个 Plan B， 那么来救我们。
So for sinners, there's no alternative to save us.
那么没有一群后备队员在那等候救我们。
There's no people waiting to save us.
那么只有一个人，那就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
There's only one person. That's Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
那么他是整个人类中能够拯救我们的唯一的人。
He's the only one who can save the mankind.
那么我们每个人其实在蒙恩得救之前，就是处在一个完全的绝望的境况。
So for all of us, before we were saved, we were in a totally hopeless situation.
我们完全不可能自我拯救。
We cannot save ourselves.
那么以弗所人读保罗的信的时候呢，也会清楚知道他们自己的光景。
So the people of Ephesus,They know their situation when they read the letter from Paul.
那么他们和我们一样，能够得以认识神，那是因着神的怜悯和他的大爱。
They are just like us, able to know God is because of God's great mercy and grace.
神才把我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
God has saved us for our own transgressions.
那我们想从三个方面来跟大家来分享。
So we're going to discuss this in three different principles.
那么神呢，他首先赐给了我们一个新的生命。
So first, God grant us a new life in Christ.
那么神也呢，让我们和基督一同作王。
God makes us reign with Christ.
而神做这一切，他是要将他的圣徒彰显给后来的世代看。
God does this to show His grace upon the saints in the coming ages.
那我们先来看第一点，就是神呢在基督里赐给我们每一个他的儿女一个新的生命。
So the first is God have given us His children a new life in Christ.
我们先看第四节和第五节，这边说，他说：“然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。”当我们在死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
In verse 4 and 5, But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
那么通过上一次的信息，也就是以弗所书二章的一到三节，我们知道我们在蒙恩得救之前乃是悖逆神，与神为敌。
So we from last message from verse 1 and to 3 of Ephesians chapter 2, it shows us we before we were saved, we were disobedient, were in enmity with God.
和所有不认识神的人一样，我们是为所欲为，是在罪恶过犯之中。
Just like all the people who does not know God, we did is whatever we wish.
那么我们是可怒之子。
We are the son of wrath.
也是悖虐之子。
We are also disobedient.
所以呢，我们得救前生命的光景那是完全的败坏。
So we were totally depraved before we were saved.
神本来可以置之不顾我们，任凭我们在黑暗中走下去。
Actually, God could just leave us alone, let us do our own thing.
所以若不是神亲自的救赎，我们没有任何的盼望。
We have no other hope than God's salvation.
所以等候我们的呢，也必然是神愤怒的审判。
So what is waiting for us was the wrath of God's judgment.
那么就像那十三个泰国人一样，队员一样，如果呢没有外面的救援，那么他们都必然会死在洞中。
Just like the 13 players in Thailand, without the outside delivery, they could not be saved.
那么，如果我们没有神的拯救，我们也必然会在罪恶过犯中灭亡。
So if without God saving us, we would perish in our own sins.
所以呢，第四节这里面用个然而，它是一个非常非常关键的一个转折。
So in verse 4, it started with the but. That's a very important key word.
那么这里告诉我们说，我们可以问，就是说，那么是因为我们做了什么讨神喜悦的事，神才拯救我们吗？
Is this saying because we have done some things pleasing to God, therefore He saved us?
不是的。
No, it's not.
那么圣经清楚地告诉我们，说没有一个义人，没有一个寻求神的，连一个也没有。
So the Bible clearly tells us there's none righteous.
那么为什么神在他永恒的计划中来拯救我们这些败坏的罪人呢？
So why did God, in His eternal plan, He want to save all us who are sinners?
所以他如此行，并不是因为我们有任何配得他拯救的好品格或者是什么善行。
The reason He saved us, not because we have any good deeds, nor we are a very good person.
所以这个然而后面告诉我们说，乃是因为神他自己丰富的怜悯和爱我们的大爱。
But it is because of His rich mercy and His great love.
所以在圣经中呢，神的怜悯他的有他一个特殊的意思。
So in the Bible, the word God's mercy has a special meaning.
它一般是指那些是神不弄人的功过，凭他自己的主权和良善的本性。
So the mercy does not depend on our own nature,
而是凭他自己主权和良善的本性，向这些悲苦哀愁的人、不配的人所这个施的恩惠或者是帮助。
It's God's personal, His own mercy that save all us who are undeserving, but looking for Him for save.
那么神因着他丰富的怜悯，那么使日光照好人也照歹人。
Because of His mercy, so the sun shines on the good and also the evil.
神也因着他丰富的怜悯和主权，赐给人永远的救恩。
Also because of His mercy and His sovereignty, He gave us His salvation.
那么就像他在出埃及记的33:19，这里面告诉我们，耶和华说，我要携我一切的恩慈在你们面前经过，宣告我的名，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
So in Exodus chapter 33 verse 19, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before youAnd will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
所以这里面告诉我们了，神想拯救人，并不是因为人有什么配得拯救的地方，乃是他自己完全的主权。
So here it tells us God saved us not because we are worthy, but only because of His own sovereignty.
那么在彼得前书1:3也告诉我们，他说，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Also, Peter in 1 Peter 1:3 says,Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
所以这里也告诉我们，神才派他的独生爱子来到这个世界上，来拯救我们这些罪人，也不是因为我们有什么值得拯救的，乃是完全他的怜悯。
So here it also tells us God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to save us in this world, not because we have anything good, but because of His sovereignty.
那么这里呢，用神的大爱，那么让我们看到呢，神的爱和人的爱是何等的不同。
Here, the great love of God tells us how it different from our love.
我们人的爱呢，我们往往是有限的，也是自私的。
So our love is usually limited and selfish.
而且也常常是有目的的，往往也是想图回报的。
Often we have a purpose, and we ask for repayment.
所以我们常常会听人说，没有无缘无故的爱。
So we or people will say there's no love without a good reason.
其实这更准确的时候可以说，在人与人之间没有无缘无故的爱。
In another way to say it is there's no love without a good reason among men.
而神的爱呢，乃是出于他的本性，他是永不改变，是舍己的。
So God's love came out of His own attribute, which never changed, and is free for all.
而且是不图任何的回报的爱。
He does not require any reward repayment.
所以在约翰一书的四章八节说，神他就是爱。
So it says God is love in 1 John.
那么在约翰一书的四章九到十节，他也说，神差他独生子到世界来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们做了罪，做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
So in 1 John chapter 4 verse 9 and 10, it says, In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world.So that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
所以这里面看到神差派他的儿子来拯救我们，并没有说任何说我们该做什么。
Here it tells us God sent his son to save us, not because of what we have done.
所以神爱我们是没有交换的，他只有给予。
So God's love is not for exchange, but only just to give.
那么父神也是因着爱我们，舍弃了他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
So the Father also, because of love, gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
那么差遣耶稣基督来到这个充满罪恶的世界，成就他的救赎的计划。
So sent Jesus to this sinful world to accomplish his plan for redemption.
而耶稣基督也是因着爱来舍弃他自己的生命，来受尽苦难和羞辱，为我们死在十字架上。
So Jesus also, because of his love, he died for us. He suffered all the shame and the insults on the cross.
那么他复活升天以后呢，又把圣灵赐下给他的教会。
So after his resurrection and ascension, he sent the Spirit to us.
而圣灵也是因着他自己的爱，又来到我们，又住在我们罪人的里边。
So the Spirit also indwelling in us because of his love.
给我们一个新的生命。
Give us a new life.
使我们能够从灵性的死亡状态活过来
，so that we can be relieved from a dying spiritual situation，
能够听信福音，能够得到永生
，so that we may have gospel and eternal life。
那么，这是使耶稣基督从死里复活的大能，在我们这些蒙恩得救的人的身上的明显的彰显。
So this shows us.The great power of resurrection in Jesus Christ that we may have.
也正是因为如此，我们才和基督耶稣联系在了一起。
So only because of this, we can be united with Christ.
所以在主耶稣，那么主耶稣在约翰福音的五章二十四节说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪。”是已经出死入生了。
That's why Jesus said in John 5:24, Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life.
我们来自大陆的这些人，我们往往小时候会听过一个成语叫出生入死。
So for those of us who came from mainland China has heard that you have left birth into death.
那是为了就是来宣扬一些英雄人物，说他们真的是出生愿意舍弃他们的生命，那么愿意死亡。
So this is to describe some of the heroes that are willing to die to give their life.
其实他们如果没有信神，他们本来他们的灵性也是死亡的。
But actually, if they do not have faith, their spirit is already dead.
所以他们的死乃是永远的死。
So their death is permanent.
而我们这里说的是出死入生。
But we say that they left death into life.
所以我们听了福音都要经过一个从不信到完全信靠的一个过程。
So we all have to go through a process from unbelief into complete faith.
那么这是一个从死亡到永生的一个转化。
So this is a transformation from death into eternal life.
所以我们能够听信福音得到拯救，得到救恩。
The reason we could listen to the gospel and receive salvation.
所以并不是你我比不信的人良善，博得了神的喜悦。
Not because we are better than those who do not believe and therefore we please God.
所以我们得救也不是因为你我比不信的人聪明。
We are saved not because we are wiser than unbelievers.
那么用我们的自由意志好像是做了一个正确的选择。
It's not because we had the right choice.
因为我们知道一个完全败坏的罪人，他不可能靠他的自由意志做出一个正确的找到救恩的一个选择。
So we know that a totally depraved sinner cannot make the choice to save them.
那么曾经听过一些不信福音自以为聪明的人讲这样子的话。
I once heard somebody who thought they were smart and did not believe in the gospel.
他们说你们信耶稣的人都很傻。
They said all you believe in Jesus are fools.
他说如果信耶稣真有永生。
If you do have eternal life in believing Jesus.
所以只有我们这些聪明人才会首先搞明白。
Only us who are smart can understand.
也一定比你们这些人邪信。
We also will believe before you do.
我们真的是求神能够怜悯他们。
So may God have mercy on them.
那我们蒙恩得救的本质原因乃是神因他的怜悯和大爱。
So the basic truth of our salvation is due to God's mercy and great love.
如果说靠人自己的聪明来寻求神找到救恩，我们相信没有一个人可以得救。
So none of us can be saved by using our own smartness to seek God.
而神因着他的大爱怜悯，他在创世之前，那么在他救赎的计划中就拣选了你我们。
So because of God's mercy and great love, He has in eternal past in His overall plan for us.
而且在他所定的时节，又透过圣灵赐给我们一个新的生命。
He also give us a new life through Holy Spirit.
使我们得以听到福音，能够相信。
So that we may hear the gospel and we may believe.
那么当保罗和巴拿巴，我们记得他们在犹太人中传福音时，被大多数的犹太人拒绝。
We know that Paul and Barnabas, when they were spreading the gospel among the Jewish, and they were rejected.
于是他们就去那些外邦的地方去传福音。
So they went to the Gentiles.
那么在使徒行传的13章48节这样讲，他说外邦人听见这话就欢喜了，赞美神的道，凡预定得永生的人都信了。
So in Acts 13:48, it says, And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And as many as were appointed to eternal life believed.
所以这里没有说那啊某些什么什么人哎那他得救了，而那是说什么呀？说凡是预定得永生的人得救都信了。
Here it says, didn't say all saved, but it says all they were appointed to eternal life saved.
所以那些人信耶稣信福音，不是他们自己做了正确的选择，乃是神预定的实现。
So those who say, who believe not because they made the decision, but because they were appointed by God.
所以我们信耶稣成为神的儿女，不是因为你我做了什么。
So we believe in Jesus and we became God's children, not because what we have done.
乃是神完全的恩典，完全是出于神的怜悯和他的大爱。
So it's totally God's mercy and His great love.
当然还是要靠他的大能。
And also, we have to depend on His great power.
那么，如果我们明白了这个真理呢？当我们思想我们是不配的罪人的时候，我们就会有更深的感受。
So if we can think of us as an unworthy sinner, in this way, we can have much deeper appreciation.
我们更会珍惜神赐给我们的救恩。
So we shall even treasure more of the salvation from God.
我们更不会徒受神的恩典。
So we will never receive God's grace in vain.
我们更就愿意为神做美好的见证。
We are more willing to be a good testimony for God.
那么我们也会更热切地把福音当作我们的本分。
We also have a zealous.For gospel is our own responsibility.
那么虽然人们信不信神乃是神的主权，但是呢，我们当更有信心和动力去传主的福音。
Even though whether we believe or not is based on God's sovereignty, but we should do our best in spread the gospel.
因为我们知道我们传福音绝不会是突然的。
Because if we go speak of the gospel, it shall never be in vain.
我们也不会说尽我们的各种方法来说服人去信福音。
We do not need to use all our might to persuade people.
我们只会把全备的福音、重振的福音告诉不信的人。
We only need to give those people the full gospel.
而且呢，我们会为这些人祷告。
And we will also pray for them.
所以求神来开他们的心，让他们能够来听到福音，能够让他们信福音。
May God open their hearts so they may come to believe.
所以我们之所以这样做，我们更重要的原因呢，是主耶稣曾经也告诉我们说，神赐给他的羊，他一个也不会丢失。
So we do this because Jesus has said, for all the sheep given to him by the Father, he will never lose any.
那么神不但赐给我们一个新的生命，他也使我们和基督耶稣一同作王。
Not only he has given us a new life, he also made us to reign with Christ together.
那我们看第六节，他这里说，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
On verse 6, raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places.
那么在这个希伯来的，在这个希腊语圣经中呢，这里的与基督一同复活，还有坐在天上，他用的都是一个过去时态。
So in the Greek Bible, he says that they were raised and set with Christ together. They use the past tense.
也就是说，当神使主耶稣从死里复活的大能能够作用在我们的身上时，当神使主耶稣复活的大能作用在你我的身上时，
So, 当 God's great power to resurrect Jesus, when that was used on us,
那么我们不但是从属灵的死亡状态复活，
Not only we resurrect from death,
能听了福音能够相信。
We can listen to the gospel, we can believe.
而且呢，主耶稣基督的得胜也成为了你我的得胜。
So the victory of Jesus become our victory.
那么因为我们得救且乃是活在魔鬼撒旦的权势之下。
Because we used to live under the authority of Satan before we were saved.
那么得救后呢，是神把我们从魔鬼的权势下释放。
So after we are saved, God has relieved us from the power of Satan.
我们不再受魔鬼撒旦势力的辖制。
We no longer under Satan's control.
而是属于不再属于魔鬼撒旦，而是属于了神。
We no longer belong to Satan, but we belong to God.
而且呢，能够成为神的儿女。
So we can become children of God.
和神的儿子耶稣基督一同作王。
So we can reign with God's Son Jesus Christ.
那么当我们从感恩的心来颂服神的时候，
When we praise God with thankful hearts,
那我们就会愿意活出一个基督的生命来。
So we will live out a life of Christ.
那我们在这个弟兄会或者在我们两个老年的这个查经的这个小组里面了，我们曾经唱一个唱过，这几天我们唱一首新歌。
In our brother fellowship and also the Evergreen fellowship, we have been singing a new song.
那么这首歌它叫《活出基督》。
Is to live out Christ is the name of the song.
那我们有机会我们可以一起来学这首歌。
We can learn this song together.
那我们今天呢，我想把这首歌里面的歌词呢跟大家一起分享。
So today I'll share with you the lyrics of this song.
因为我认为这个里面讲的也就是我们该活出的一个基督的生命来。
So this lyric shows how can we live out a life of Christ.
那我一句就讲，彭杰就给我们翻译一下，就是他这里面讲，你的生命借我表彰。
Thy life shall shine through me.
所以耶稣我主，万王之王。
Jesus, my Lord, the King of Kings.
说，使我能有你的形状。
May I have thy image.
随时随在为你发光。
Shine for you always.
你的大爱借我宣扬。
Thy love may be proclaimed through me.
耶稣我主，万王之王。
Jesus, my Lord, the King of Kings.
他说，使我做你反光的明镜。
May I be thy reflective mirror.
说将你的荣美昭显于人。
So that I may display thy glory to men.
说你的工作我愿担当。
So that I may undertake your ministry.
耶稣我主，万王之王。
Jesus my Lord, the King of Kings.
全心全力由你支配。
All my heart and all my might.At thy disposal.
那凭你差遣，绝不推诿。
Send me by thy will, I shall not resist.
惊喜甘苦与你共尝。
Will or woe, I will endure.
耶稣我主，万王之王。
Jesus my Lord, the King of Kings.
成为你的忠心伴侣。
May be thy loyal partner.
一生一世跟主到底。
I shall follow thee.All the days of my life.
那么其实这就是我们该当活出的一个基督徒的生命。
So this is a life of Christians that we should live.
那么神不但赐我们新的生命，他更不可思议的是我们还会和万王之王能够一同作王。
So not only we have a new life, it's unthinkable that we could be.Reigning with the King of Kings.
那么神如此丰富的恩典，其实在每一个世代都得到了彰显。
So such abundant grace has been seen in every generation.
那么神如此做，其实也是为了彰显他自己的荣耀。
The reason God did this is to show His own glory.
我们下面看今天最后一点告诉我们，就是说神这样做乃是要将他赐。圣徒的恩典呢，显明给世世代代看。
So now we look at the last point. God does this to show His grace and His glory.
那么第七节这里说，要将他极大极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
So in verse 7, so that in the coming ages. He might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kind and kindness.
那么使徒保罗呢，他在第一章中就 讲到我们是借着神爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
So Paul said in first chapter that we were redeemed by the grip, by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
而且他告诉我们这是神赐我们丰富的恩典。
This is the abundant grace from God.
其实神的恩典不仅仅是这些。
Actually, God's grace is not only this.
所以这里我们知道，神又赐我们新的生命，他又赐我们做儿女的名分。
So he also gave us a new life and gave us the sonship.
然而，神不但赐我们儿女的名分，他还使我们与万王之王耶稣基督一同作王。
Now that we can be sons and daughters of God, we can also reign with the Lord Jesus, the King of Kings.
那么一个孤儿被领养，可能他只以为会到一个安全的地方去，有个居住的地方。
So when an orphan was adopted, he may only think he can go to a place and live.
他可能只以为他以后不会挨冻受饿了。
He may think he'll never be hungry again.
但是他怎么也可能不会想到，那么他的领养他的人还会给他预备 很好的产业。
He never may consider that whoever adopt him will give him a rich inheritance.
其实我们就是那个流浪的孤儿。
So we were those orphans who were lost.
神不但拯救我们，赐我们新生命，还跟他的儿子一同作王。
Not only he adopt us and saved us, he also give us rich inheritance.
所以我们就知道我们得救已经是不配了。
So we know we are unworthy of the salvation.
神还让我们跟他的儿子一同作王。
God also want us to reign with His own Son.
所以这里为了强调这个，所以这里说神赐我们的乃是极丰富的恩典。
So here, in order to emphasize this, He give us is the richest grace.
再也没有比这丰富的恩典了。
There's nothing can be more abundant than this.
虽然我们每个人蒙恩得救。神的儿女还有肉体的软弱。
Even though we are saved by grace, and yet we are still weak in our flesh.
我们可能还会受到魔鬼撒旦的诱惑或者是试探。
We could still be tested by Satan.
我们还会受到我们周围世界上各样事情的影响。
We can also be affected by the things in our environment.
而且虽然我们个人，我们也不可能靠我们自己能够成圣。
We cannot be sanctified on our own efforts.
而我们基督的教会也不可能靠他的圣徒来完全。
And the church of Jesus cannot be completed by his disciples.
然而呢，使徒保罗呢，在罗马书八章37节这样的激励我们。
But Paul in Romans chapter 8 encouraged us.
他说，然而，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
所以呢，不管我们个人的成圣的生命，还是我们教会的成长，我们不是靠我们自己，乃是靠我们的主耶稣。
So, whether it's our own life or the growth of the church.Doesn't depend on us. It all depends on Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这也正是为什么我们常常要需要个人的祷告，还有集体的祷告。
That's why we need individual prayers as well as a corporal prayer.
因为我们只有如此，我们才知道不是靠我们自己，乃是靠我们神的大能。
Only by doing so, we know we're not dependent on ourselves.
所以神要在各个世代。来传扬他的儿子耶稣基督怎样拯救那些孤儿，并使他们成为王子的故事。
So God want to proclaim through all generations the story of how orphans can be adopted into princes.
那么透过所有的蒙恩得救、出死入生的这些神的恩典，能够来显明神他自己的恩慈。
So God through His gift to show us how we can be delivered from death into life.
来见证神的大能，来彰显他的荣耀。
To testify for His great power and His glory.
那么今天的信息呢，其实告诉我们的是罪人得救前后一个生命的转变。
So today's message is the changes of a person from unbelief to belief.
我们得救前乃是死在罪恶过犯中。
Before we were saved, we were dead in our trespasses.
我们得救后不但有了新的生命，而且还有了神儿子的名分。
After we were saved, not only we have a new life, we also become sons of God.
那么更我们想不到的是，我们还会跟耶稣基督一同作王。
We can also reign together with Jesus Christ.
那么如果我们每个人呢，如果我们把我们多年前的照片呢，拿出来和今天我们的样子来对比。
So if you took an old photo of yours compared with what you look like today,
那我们一定肯定是看上去都变老了。
So we can see a lot of changes.
那么这是自然的规律。
This is a natural law.
但是福音带给我们的却是翻转的生命。
But the gospel brought us is a transformed life.
它是我们从败坏被洁净。
We're cleansed through depravity.
从时尚被寻回来。
So we were lost but now found.
让我们从黑暗进入光明。
So We went from darkness into light.
让我们从死亡得到了永生。
From death into eternity.
那么，在1998年2月份。
So in February 1998.
那么在德克萨斯州的一份报纸上刊载了一则新闻。
So there was a news in one of the newspapers in Texas.
同时有一位女士的照片。
There was a picture of a lady.
那么这位女士。他十岁的时候开始吸大麻。
So she started the took marijuana at age 10.
他11岁时候就开始吸海洛因。
So at age 11, she started heroin.
他14岁的时候就沦为了妓女。14岁沦为了妓女。
Did you say prostitute?
Yes.
Oh. So at age 14, she became a prostitute.
那么他16岁结婚又离了婚。
So at 16, he was married and divorced.
那么在1984年，在他23岁的时候
1984年 when he was
23岁的时候
23,
那么他因为杀人进了监狱。
So he was in prison because of murder.
那么那张照片，报纸上那张照片呢，是他在入监狱的时候被审的时候拍的照片。
So the picture on the newspaper was taken when he was put in jail.
那么他是一副枯干憔悴的面容。
So he looked so very sad and very dried up.
然而经过14年的这个牢狱的生活
，After 14 years in the prison.
那么当时见到他的人这样描述他的形象。
Those people who saw him then, who saw her then, described her as.
说她充满活力、良善、温柔。
She's full of energy, kindness, and gentleness.
也说她优雅，而且带着灿烂的笑容。
So she has a smile that was bright.
那么原来是她在监狱里的第二年，那么她听到了福音，改信了。
So this is because she heard the gospel during the second year in prison and become a believer.
那么他整个的生命得到了翻转。
So his entire life was transformed.
然而虽然他最后还是被执行了死刑。
Even though he had to serve a life, he was executed.
那么在人看来，他可能就结束了他的一生了。
So in our view, the man's view, she might have finished her life.
然而实际上，她已经是出死入生。
But actually, she has already left death into life.
那么虽然她结束了她地上的生命。
In this way, she finished her life on this earth.
然而她因着神的恩典、神的大能，她获得了永生。
Because of God's mercy and great power, she received eternal life.
那么我们蒙恩得救后，我们的生命该应该是一个什么样子？
So what our life should be after we were blessed and saved?
我们还是可以回想到我们上一次的信息，我们得救之前是一个什么样子的生命？
We can also think from last message what our life was like before we were saved.
所以是一个完全败坏的生命。
It was a totally depraved life.
所以我们得救后，那就是应该是一个生命完全翻转的一个生命。
So after we were saved, we should have a completely transformed life.
所以应该是和前面那些信息里面描述的生命应该是相反的。
It should be the opposite of the previous life.
所以在消极的一方面呢，我们行事为人不再随从今世的风俗。
So passively, we would no longer live a life just.Follow the custom of today.
我们也不再顺服空中掌权者的首领。
We no longer obey the person who rules the air.
我们也不再会放纵我们肉体的私欲。
We would not indulge in our fleshly desires.
我们也不再会随我们肉体和内心所喜好的去行。
We would no longer act as how our flesh desires.
那么在积极的一方面呢
？In the constructively，
那么我们以前顺服魔鬼，爱这个世界
，We obeyed the Satan, love the world。
而我们现在呢，当爱神，爱人如己。
Now we love God and we love others as we love ourselves。
那我们以前是顺在肉体，放纵私欲。
We were indulging in our fleshly desires.
我们现在当是顺着圣灵而行，常常结出圣灵的果子来。
Now we follow the Spirit and bear the fruit of the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们思想我们怎样过我们每日的生活时，我们知道我们目的是为了来荣耀神。
As we think how should we live our life, we know that we ought to.Glorify God.
那我们其实也应该常常想一想，那么耶稣基督为我们是怎么死的
？We should also meditate on how did Jesus Christ died for us.
我们更也思想一下，那么神为我们在永恒中，给我们预备的是什么
？We should also consider what God has prepared for us in eternity.
那么特别是今天，我们也有圣餐。
Today we're going to observe the communion.
也让我们能够一起来思想主的死。
So let us meditate on the death of our Lord.
也一起思想一下我们生命，那么从我们信主之后有什么的改变。
So we also should meditate on how have we changed in our life after we become a believer.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and thank you.
主，感谢你真的是拯救我们这些不配的罪人。
Thank you for saving all of us undeserving sinners.
让我们真正的知道，主，我们能够蒙恩得救，主，没有我们一点丝毫我们的能力，我们做了什么。
So that we know we were saved not because of any good deeds of ours.
主，完全是你极大的怜悯，你极大的恩慈。
It's all because of your richest grace and abundant mercy.
主，你就让我们每个弟兄姐妹能够常常思考你在我们身上所做的一切。
So let all of us often meditate on what you have done on us.
让我们能够彼此扶持，彼此鼓励。
So that we encourage each other and sustain each other.
一同靠着主你圣灵的带领，靠着主你的恩典，我们一同来成长。
So that we may grow in your love, in your grace, and your spirit.
我们谢谢恩主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.